Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. We can trust him. We can put all our trust in the Lord, our God and King. Jesus did us right. He died to save us from our dreadful sins. And sins, my friend, are dreadful. And he died. He took your place in hell. He went to the lowest part. 3 days, 3 nights. And he arose. And if you have faith in him, you rise with him. He's the reason we're righteous. It's not our works. It's not how good we are. It's not how good we can be. Even the terrible things we did in the past can be forgiven, all of it. And we need to trust him with our salvation and go forward in life and not backwards. And as we take the Lord at his word, there are no regrets. We grow from glory to glory, and you're not going to have those old regrets of making the wrong choices. You can make good choices. When you have a new spirit, you want to do new things. Jesus said, don't put new wine in old wineskins. He gave you a brand new heart. Put new wine in that new heart. And he's not talking about liquor. He's talking about life. He gave you the ability to be righteous because he washed your sins away in his own blood. And the Old Testament builds up to that. And the Lord had to keep it a mystery, because the enemy wanted to deny the things of God. Satan was afraid of the seed of woman. Sin is transferred through a male. That's why he was born of a virgin by the Holy Spirit. And I thank the Lord that he did. He's the only begotten Son of God. And he came to deliver us from the clutches of death, hell, and the grave. For this reason, don't be afraid of Satan anymore. He's a nobody. All the dead religions that he started are dead. They can't help you. You don't have to fear them anymore. None of them. They are evil. They are diversion. That's all it is. Every religion, all of them. And there's no apology for what I'm saying. I mean it. Every religion beside Jesus Christ is just a phony, a diversion. The Lord put it this way. If you try to go around Jesus Christ, you're the same as a thief and a robber. And that's what our Lord said, and that's what he meant. It's not about what people think anymore. And sometimes when people start doing good, they look at their good deeds. Good deeds don't make you righteous. Because we were washed in the blood, we have the ability to become the sons of God, the sons and daughters of God. And we want to do what's right, but our righteousness came from him and only him. Now, last week, we ended the broadcast. We were looking at Romans chapter 14, and I began reading it before it went off the air. But this week, we'll pick it up there. And remember, the broadcast are on newlivingletters.com. Every broadcast is 30 minutes long. The radio portion is the first 15 minutes. So every broadcast you hear actually has another 15 minutes to it. So go to newlivingletters.com. And now I have a fourth audio page. There are four audio pages on newlivingletters.com. So for this year, 2019, every year gets a new page. And I plan on building a page for my father, put some of his sermons on it. Okay. Romans chapter 14. And it's dealing with the fact that people think that they look to their works. By all means, do good works. Go to church, study the word of God, and pray without ceasing. But not to be righteous. Do it because you're seeking the Lord. You're learning how to live this life. Jesus once said that the people of this world are they're more skilled at operating in this world than the children of God in the kingdom of God. We have to learn how the kingdom of God works in order to work it. We have the responsibility of working out our own salvation. And that means you got to learn how God's kingdom works so that you can work it. A lot of Christians, they have miserable trouble because they're trying to please God and do God's will, but they're using worldly methods. And that's where your sorrow comes from. And I want to clear some things up in the next three or four broadcasts. And we're going to cover some truths about the heart. One thing you got to know and understand about the heart: you will do whatever's in that heart of yours, whether it's good or evil. But when you have a new heart, it wants to do what's right. But your mind has to be renewed. It will be contrary against the things of God until you renew it. And how do you renew it, preacher? Easy answer. Study God's word and fill your heart with God's word. Fill your intentions with God's thoughts. And that's the easiest way to live a holy life, a good life, a pure life. In order to live, holiness is not a religion. Holiness is pure living, honesty, sincerity, the deeds of love. That's what holiness is. The enemy mocks holiness by trying to get people to fill their lives with traditions. I'm righteous because I don't do this and I do that. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do this. I don't wear that. Good for you. If you don't do the wrong things, that's good. But it don't make you righteous. The only thing that makes us righteous is the blood of Jesus. And the only way to stay righteous is to love God. But we shouldn't do bad things. I'm not condoning doing bad things. Don't do the bad things because they work against your life. And they work against other people's life. But they can't make you righteous. But people miss the point sometimes. So the Lord put it on my heart to cover some things in Romans chapter 14. And last week we pointed out how sometimes people get in a ditch trying to do deeds to prove how righteous they are. And they think that they're better than others, or they look down on people that are not doing what they're doing. So I want to clear some things up. Romans is talking about people who didn't believe in Eden. That would, especially the Jews at that time. They frowned on Christians who ate unclean meat. All right. Now remember, Peter had three dreams about eating unclean meat. And he said, "Lord, I never ate anything unclean." And the Lord said, "What I've cleansed, don't call it unclean anymore." Now he was talking about, it wasn't just about animals and food and things like that. He was getting at the point that he was about to save Gentiles, and Peter had to get on board. Sometimes the Lord will interrupt you in your course to get you on board with what's true. The Lord wanted to save Gentiles just like he wanted to save Jews. And the Jews were the nation that brought forth Christ. So the preachers preached to the Jews first and also to the Gentiles. But when it was time the Lord wanted to save Gentiles, he gave Peter a dream. So now in their culture of that day, they had to get used to people not eating clean meat only, but they had to get used to people eating unclean meat. And remember, people are slow to change. Once they got something in their heart, that's what they try to do. They're not being mean, but that's how it is. If people have been doing things a certain way for hundreds of years and you come up doing something different, they're not gonna jump on board with that. It's got to be so much better before they get on board with it. It's just like when at the turn of the century, about 130 years ago, people started driving cars. It started with rich people. And they thought that the cars would never take off. And everybody trusted the horse and buggy. But then, as they built more cars, they saw that they were better. You get there, you don't have to wait on the horse when the horse get tired. You don't have to go find hay. It's a lot of conveniences to have in a car. And it was better. And over time, it took off. And everybody wanted the car, and they forgot about the horse and buggy. Well, that's what I'm trying to get you to do. The world system is old and raggedy. But the new life of God is blessings. And it has no sorrow attached to it. Now, Romans chapter 14 says, he that is weak in faith, receive ye. It's important to receive everybody, even whether they're weak or strong. He said, but not to doubtful disputations. Don't get hung up because people are a little different in their belief system. Be patient with people. Love them anyway. Verse 2 says, for one believer that he may eat all things. Another who is weak eateth herbs. He's a vegetarian. He think it's wrong to eat meat. But Paul said, let not him that eat the meat despise him that's a vegetarian. And let not him that eateth not meat judge him that eat meat. For God has received him. He's talking to two Christians. One is weak in their faith and one is stronger. Don't let the weak one despise the strong one, and strong people don't despise the weak people. Try to help them out. Verse 4. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Yea, he shall be holding up, for God is able to make him stand. All right, the brother that think, well, I can eat anything, he's stronger. But he's in the presence of a guy who thinks, well, Christians shouldn't eat meat or drink coffee or whatever. But the person that say, well, it's all right with me, they don't need to fall out and despise each other. It's what Paul is saying. You know, sometimes people put a lot of extra rules attached to the word of God. I stay away from things like that. Some Christians want to smoke. I choose not to, but I'll teach against smoking when God lead me to. But I had an auntie that died from it, and I decided for myself that I'll never do that. And I've seen people struggle with it. It costs about as much as a small car when you add up how many cigarettes they smoke. That's between that person and the Holy Spirit. And I've had good conversations with people who do smoke. And I discourage it, but I don't tell people that God said you can't. I'll do it when God tells me to. But I hadn't found a scripture to support it, so I leave it alone. And that's what he's talking about with the meat and being a vegetarian. Some things you don't have to bother with. We are righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I hate drugs, but I tell people who are on drugs, get saved. Some people think, well, I got to quit doing drugs, then I get saved. That ain't going to happen. You get saved, then you'll have the strength to quit. And you can go back to your family. God can deliver you from that vice. Cigarettes, excessive wine, beer, those things can be vices. But God loves the person. If you put off getting saved because you have a problem with something, now you're cutting yourself off from life itself. Believe on Jesus and go forward. And he can help you do away with all the things you need to get rid of. And the Holy Spirit will define what's right and wrong. And the Word of God defines what's right and wrong. All right, now people will argue it all kind of ways, but we got to get people saved, and then the Lord will help them out. Now, you're not righteous because you don't do this or don't do that. Because some people say, well, I'm righteous because I don't eat unclean food. I go to church on the Sabbath day only. They think they're righteous because of those works. But that's not what, they're missing the point. You've been made righteous. You can go to church every day of the week. And some people have to work and do important jobs, and they can't even go on the weekend. They have to go to midweek service or watch it on. Some people are in the hospital. They can't. They'll never go back to church, so they have to listen to radio broadcasts. Some people are sick and shut in. They can't go anymore. They're in hospice. They got to listen to it. They can pray it in that room. And don't, so what Paul is saying is, don't condemn people because they can't do what you do, or they won't do what you do. And this is important. He said, one man esteemeth one day above another. Another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day regards it to the Lord. And he that regardeth not the day to the Lord doeth he not regard it. He that eateth meat eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not meat to the Lord eateth not, and giveth God thanks. Both of them are in God's will. Why bother? Eating meat or not eating meat don't make you righteous. The blood of Jesus took care of that problem. I just want to see God's people bless and get away from the traditions that hold us all back. People have enough problems. The Lord defines sin: lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, being a thief, being a liar, a deceiver. Now, you may give somebody wrong information by mistake, thinking you're telling the truth. That's not a sin. That's just a mistake. But when people are trying to deceive somebody, God can't, he hates sin. And he sincerely hates sin. He's not just saying that he hates sin just to be saying. He really hates it. Because everybody is God's creation. And everybody need to be respected. Everybody need to be loved. And God expects us to treat people no differently than he does. To the wicked, people that are wicked, Jesus said, be kind to all men. 1 Peter said, love everybody like Jesus loves you. Represent the Lord. We're here to represent him, because sometimes we are people's last hope. Some people are going to die, and we'll be the last person they talk to. So it's always important to guide people according to God's word and encourage people right. Getting hung up on petty differences is not of God. Now, that's what Romans is pointing out. That's what Paul is pointing out. Because everybody's important. He wants us to know. He wants us to love like he does. See, people do wrong. That's not the issue. We got to get people out of sin. And sometimes it's our love that makes a difference. Sometimes it's our warning voice that makes the difference. Sometimes it's our pure living that makes all the difference. Everyday kindness goes further than some of the most anointed preaching, because it opens the door for anointed preaching. All right. As we go forward, the petty differences, we just love the people. Now, and we warn people against sin. The sin will destroy a person from the inside out. And the Lord gave us so many examples. Just like when the spider catches a fly in his web. That we see that spider sting that fly and wrap him up. There's no chance that fly will ever get out on his own strength. That's what sin does to us. When a grasshopper jumps and lands too close to an ant bed, and the first ant bite him, and he's struggling, and then they all cover him up. They're gonna eat that grasshopper alive. That's what sin does to us. It gets in our will, our thinking process, our habit system. You get to a point you don't want to quit, and it's not even satisfying you anymore. That's when you cry out to Jesus, because he's the only one that can get you out of this mess. But when people think I'm righteous because of what I do, they miss the point. And they're taking honor from Jesus. So you see how important it is. A sandwich can't make you righteous. And not eating a sandwich can't make you righteous. Only the blood of Christ. All right. Verse 7 says, "For none of us lives to himself, and no man dieth to himself. And whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. And for to this end, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. But why doest thou judge, thy brother? Or why doest thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And I want to be right with him when I stand before him. Honestly, I do. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. Isaiah 45:23. So then every one of us shall give account to himself to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way." If you know a person can stumble, if you do something, just don't do it. That's all he's saying. Be patient with people who are weak. And if you're weak, be patient with people who are strong, according to these examples. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Help him stand. Lay your life down sometimes and help people stand. If you feel like it's okay to smoke, just don't smoke around people that you think it'll offend them, for their sake. I don't believe in smoking. I don't think it's good. But I don't condemn people that do. If you believe on Jesus, you belong to God. And I use that for an example because a lot of people have hang-ups about stuff like that. At the turn of the century, they thought it was evil to drink coffee. It's not evil to drink coffee. Even Paul said, drink a little wine for your stomach's sake. But don't go out and get plastered. And I don't believe, I leave it alone. I hate wine because I saw what wine do to people. It mocks people, just like the Proverbs teach. And people that get on drugs and alcohol and wine, I don't want my life to end up like theirs did. Because some of the people whose lives were ruined were much more intelligent than I was. And I want to keep what I got. I don't want to do something that can cause me trouble and health problems. And some things is just not God's best. For your sake, it's probably best just to leave some things alone. But I don't have to live your life. I got to live mine. And you got to live yours. And I love you and respect you. So that's what he's saying to do for each other. He said, I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. But to him that esteems anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. If I think cigarettes is wrong and I smoke one anyway, then I'm wrong. If I think eating meat is wrong and I eat it anyway, now I'm wrong. I'm going against my conscience. But some people don't have that problem. Now, if I'm doing something and the Lord warned me point out that that's not in your best interest, that's my wisdom to listen. And that's the main thing I suggest to everybody. Pay attention to the Holy Spirit. He's wise, and he's smarter than all of us. Verse 15, But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably. Destroy not him with thy meat for whom Christ died. Let not then your good be evil spoken of. Verse 17, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The whole kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And when you draw near to the Lord and pray, a lot of things just fall off your life. A lot of old desires go away because the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's not what you eat, what you drink, what you wear, what you do, what you don't do, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. So it's important to go forward in the Lord and not backwards, and do forward things. Do the forward thing. Enjoy life. If you go to church and don't miss a church service, and some of the members can only go one day a week or every other week because of their work situation, don't frown on them. If you're really concerned, buy them a tape, buy them a CD of the services that they missed. Or just tell them, catch them up on what's been going on in love. But don't try to make them feel condemned. And that's the problem people have been doing. They're judging what a person's intents. Sometimes you don't know what's going on in a person's life. Some people may not even be able to get a job because they have to take care of a loved one. Their mother may be old, and they may have had to come out of, my sister came, she didn't get to finish her career. She came from New York and moved back home, well, from Florida. She had moved to Florida. She came from Florida and moved back home and took care of my parents. And I was able to continue working. And she sat with my parents. And I thank God for her. She cut her career short. And she had a thriving career. And I told her I appreciate it. And I have a daughter with special needs. See, people can't do everything that you do. And you have to be understanding. But some people want to make everybody the same. And everybody's situation is varied. It's not the same. And when people start judging, they are intrusive. But when people listen to the Holy Spirit, he thinks outside of the box of tradition. Most people are still thinking horse and buggy. And the Lord, he done brought us to cars and motorcycles, trucks and buses. You understand these things didn't exist 200 years ago. All you had was trains and horse and buggies and horses and bicycles. Bicycles were around for a while before all that, before the automobile. But the cars are better. Doesn't do much for the atmosphere, but they're better. You can live farther away from where you work. There are so many advantages. People are alive because of ambulances. So flow with the Holy Spirit. You got to go forward. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And not stay stuck in traditions. Thinking you're pleasing God when you're offending people. And it's important to flow with him because he has so much to say. We all ought to take more time and listen. Sometimes it's better to listen than talk. Because God can't, he's concerned about every aspect of every person's life. And when we cherish people the same way God cherishes us, it's eye-opening for people. Remember, we're running out of time. And people depend on our love and our kindness. And we need to go forward and think forward and be forward and progress righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit. When people are looking at what they're doing, they're focused on it. And that's all they do. That's all they're trying to do. But when you focus on the Lord, He will broaden you to greater things. And you're going to love it. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Point out the things that matter and help you grow and go forward and overcome the darkness that the enemy uses to trap your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you in Jesus.